This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Syria reported Saturday an Israeli airstrike on the capital, Damascus, killed several people said to be connected with Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Syrian and Iranian state media have reported an Israeli airstrike destroyed a building used by the Iranian paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, killing at least four Iranians. The Syrian army has said the strike completely destroyed the building in the western Damascus neighborhood of Mazeh. It also said the Israeli Air Force fired the missiles while flying over Syria's Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. The Israeli military did not comment on the strike. A few hours later, an Israeli drone struck a car near the Lebanese southern port city of Tyre, killing two people. The targets of the strike are still unknown. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. military pounded Houthi missile launchers in Yemen for the sixth time in the past 7 days Friday, with the White House defending the action as necessary to protect merchant ships and U.S. naval vessels in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told reporters the U.S. launched three strikes Friday to destroy Houthi missile launchers that were prepared to launch attacks. Kirby said the U.S. will continue its strikes as long as it needs to.
The Houthis need to stop these attacks. They can make that choice. Clearly, they've made opposite choices. So we have choices to make, too. And we have options available to us as well. We'll continue to explore those options.
Iran says it has conducted a satellite launch into its highest orbit yet, the latest for a program the West fears improves Tehran's ballistic missile capabilities. The announcement comes as heightened tensions grip the wider Middle East over Israel's ongoing war in Hamas in the Gaza Strip, and just days after Iran and Pakistan engaged in tit-for-tat airstrikes in each other's country. Iran's state-run news agency said the satellite was placed in an orbit at about some 750 kilometers above the Earth. This is VOA News. On several occasions, former U.S. President Donald Trump has said he could end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours, seeing how he has good relations with both Russia and Ukraine. In an interview with Britain's Channel 4 News that aired Friday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky decided to take Trump up on his offer.
Donald Trump, I invite you to Ukraine, to Kyiv. So if you can stop the war during 24 hours, I think it will be enough to come.
Zelensky went on to say he thought Trump's rhetoric was dangerous, as he feared whatever plan Trump may have would not include the Ukrainian people. Throughout his political career, Trump has frequently lavished praise on Russian President Vladimir Putin, including after Moscow's February 2022 invasion of Ukraine. An attorney Friday asked a federal appeals court to block the execution of his client, a prison inmate in the southern U.S. state of Alabama, set to be the nation's first person ever put to death using nitrogen gas asphyxiation. Kenneth Smith is scheduled to be executed by the never-before-used method Thursday at a South Alabama prison. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals heard Smith's appeal Friday afternoon in his bid to stop the execution. This week, the U.N. Human Rights Office, through a spokeswoman, Ravina Shamdasani, called on Alabama to cancel the execution, saying it would violate international treaties on torture. She said nitrogen gas has been used to euthanize animals in the United States, but even they were given some consideration.
The American Veterinary Medical Association recommends giving even large animals a sedative when being euthanized in this manner, while Alabama's protocol for execution by nitrogen asphyxiation makes no provision for sedation of human beings.
The Federal Appeals Court did not indicate when they would rule. Astronauts on the International Space Station gave a warm welcome Saturday to counterparts from a private mission. The arriving Axiom Mission 3 crew included Turkey's first person into space, Alper Gerzacha. He was joined by Sweden's Marcus Vant, Italian Air Force Colonel Walter Vidal, and the trio's NASA escort, Michael Lopez Alegría. The U.S. National Weather Service has issued warnings throughout the U.S. as brutal cold and inclement weather continues to sweep across the country. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Bitterly frigid air spilled into the Midwest from Canada Friday, and several states were under advisories as forecasters warned that wind chills dipping to minus 30 degrees Fahrenheit could be common through Sunday morning. The National Weather Service predicts temperatures could drop as low as 15 degrees below zero Fahrenheit in large portions of Arkansas, Mississippi, Missouri, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Kansas. The frigid weekend weather follows 2 weeks of storms blamed for at least 55 deaths.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.